We spoke after the game against Leash and it was a terrific performance. We nearly got caught at the end. You really went about the business well on the day, didn't you?
Spoke about it on the day, but grounding out wins like that is something that we needed to learn how to do, and we've done it now on a couple of occasions this year with Longford, with Down, and again with Leash. It's to take our scores when they're on and then be able and have the confidence to defend when we need to. And I think that's something that we're doing really well this year, is defending as a unit and going forward as a unit.
Were you not prepared for the league, or was it just a bit of a shock that you were meeting stronger teams, Roisin?
I think we were out of our depth in the league playing senior teams. But to be fair, like, we played Clare our first match and we only lost by a point in a game that we really should have won. Mm-hmm. So they're an intermediate team and they're, you know, that's the standard. Against the senior teams, I mean, look at Meath where they are now. We got a good beating from Meath. Rallied again for Kerry, I have to say, and put in a very good performance. So while we weren't getting the results, we actually were working really hard and, you know, putting in a performance. And I think that really stands to us when we've been playing in Championship this year, because we have played senior teams and the pace they play at, and, you know, every mistake you make at that level is punished, and it's probably made us more clinical, but it's also made us defend more as a unit as well. We've a lot of pace, but I think pace everywhere on the pitch. I think Ciara Banville there, do you know, at wing forward, and Sarah Harding as well, like every line on the pitch there's pace in it, and it's the way we're playing our football. We're a smaller team in comparison to a lot of them, so it's kind of move the ball fast and, you know, play our own game, I think, is really important and will be important on Sunday as well.
Apart from a few marquee players, isn't the difference in the standard is just the pace that they're doing things that applies to all sport? It's just that they're doing things quicker, they don't dwell on the ball. If you can do that on Sunday, you have a fantastic chance anyway, but that'll increase your chances.
Yeah, I think Anthony referred to it, you know, when we regrouped after the Leash match, or maybe it was the Down match, I can't remember, but the brilliant basics, and that's what it's about. It's about doing the basics fast and sharp and, you know, being really precise on that decision making of knowing when to give the ball, when to hold it, and, you know, not panicking. And throughout our league and also throughout our Championship, it's something we've worked on and really built on as a unit. And I think all over the pitch, as Trina said there, like, you know, you have confidence in the players around you, which is a fantastic thing to have.
The captain is not too bad up front, is she? She was playing on one leg the last day.
Yeah.
She scored a brilliant goal, didn't she?
She did. Absolute cracker, yeah. Ash is great and really, like, you know, a leader that does her talking on the pitch. So, yeah, she's a great asset.
She's very deceptive, isn't she? You don't think she's fast, but you have to mark her and train sometimes.
I don't know. I'm playing with her for years, so I know she's fast. So it's not that deceptive. But yeah, no, she's class. The game has gone faster and it is more physical. So you need to be able to take the physicality with it. Yeah. But that's part of the game. So.
And the poor old last line of defence, Sarah Merrigan. How do you view it? Obviously, you have an important role because your kickouts are crucial. You know, you have to be alert and you have to be a boss as well, don't you?
Look, to be fair to all the guys, like, they create so many options for kickouts. They're so good, they're so fast, and they're so switched on. It makes my life so much easier. I just have to stand there and just make sure I hit the space that they're running to, and just make sure I'm talking and keeping control of them. But they know the job. Like, they, you know, we've been working very hard on our defence and our tactics, and I don't have that much to do, just to make sure everyone's switched on. That's it.
But you can see the whole field in front of you, so you have to be, you know, a goalkeeper doesn't just stand there, a goalkeeper's on them, they're on their toes all the time, so you can see what's happening in front of you, so you can pre-warn a move or a run.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know, you can see everything going on ahead of you, but I suppose the key thing is just, do you know, the girls know the job as well, and I'm just giving them that little bit of a hint or a push, just to keep an eye left, right, wherever the danger is. But they're so switched on that, it, again, like I say, my job is fairly easy and has been fairly easy for the last while. All I have to do is just, you know, just keep tabs. But they're so switched on, and it's only getting better at the minute, and hopefully we can carry it through the next day as well.
Merrigan is a great Wexford football name, isn't it?
There's a bit of history behind it, all right, yeah. I suppose my Uncle Andy is... Yeah. Has the All-Ireland, the men's club trophy is named after him.
Yeah, I remember him playing.
I've heard good things. Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah. I don't actually see
engine.
Him myself now, but never saw him playing myself.
I don't think he wore a cap, did he? Am I right in saying?
Oh, yeah. Mad for Pete Cap. I've seen pictures, all right, yeah.
So you're related to him?
Yeah, he's my uncle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And does it go through the genes, you think?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you look at my two sisters, my brother, we're all playing football. I've just... I suppose I'm a little bit deceptive because I'm playing football with Kyle Near and the rest of them are all with Castledown.
It must be tough.
I think there was a stage there now where, when especially
you
when
didn't
we were
get
young,
fed.
My Knicks weren't allowed to be washed in the same washing machine. It got a bit dodgy there for a while, but he got over it. Andrew got over it there quick enough.
Yeah. And how did you end up in the goals, Sarah?
I ended up in the goals. I hurt my ankle before playing Shelmaliers one day. And
you go on the goal?
That was it. We were short on numbers and they put me in, and I think it was Deirdre McMahon hit 5 or 6 shots at me, and I was determined not to let her score, and then I got stuck there then.
Well, if you can keep shots out from her, you're not too bad.
I suppose it was a bit of motivation there now just to not let her score, because I'd probably been playing full back on her for years and was always upset when she scored on me, so I definitely wasn't letting her that day on here. I was trying my best not to. Yeah.
You know, ladies' sport has improved so much, and yet it doesn't probably get the publicity. But then, you know, you have to work ahead yourself too, don't you, to get people to follow the game. But I think there's a massive interest in this team now.
Definitely. I think, you know, social media and stuff has helped as well, because the profile has been raised so much. There's such a buzz around, like, the amount of people that have come up and said best of luck and well-wishing, people that you wouldn't even expect to know that there's a game going on, never mind to be like actually wishing you well in it. It's brilliant. Obviously there's more that can be done, and you know, there's more that can be reached, but I think even I suppose the amount of people looking for tickets was a good sign that there's definitely a buzz around for this game.
Yeah, well, I wish you the best of luck, Sarah. You have a tough position, because you can be brilliant or you can be the fall guy, so to speak. So it's not an easy position to play in. You're the last line of defense.
Well, do you know what, I'm kind of there just to try and do my best if it gets through the 15 others, but I'm very confident that it won't on Sunday.
Yeah, and final question. Lizzie came in. It was tough for all of you, and she came in and she just immediately hit the ground running, didn't she?
Sure, her energy, her enthusiasm, it's just rubbed off on everybody. It's been absolutely brilliant to have. She never missed a beat. She just straight in, straight going, and we hit the ground running with her.
Because she knows a lot of you as well, doesn't she, from WIT? And
Yeah, I think I could have even played on a team with Lizzie many moons ago as well. So
you're not that old, are you, Sarah?
I was very young at the time, Liam.
Well, listen, girls, the very best of luck on Sunday next, and enjoy the coming week's training. It'll be light fun, I'm sure. There won't be much physical in it, but the very best of luck next Sunday.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, girls.